Joined now in the studio by three people who are putting me to shame because they are three, except I've just said I've never been joined by so many fit people in the studio at one go. I've got Emma Brown, I've got Jessica and Holly Cowdine who are in the studio, and they're from the Straight to Swimming Youth Programme, which helps scoliosis sufferers. Emma, very good morning to you. Thank you so much indeed. And good morning to the three of you. But Emma, can you first of all tell me, what is the Straight to Swimming Youth Programme?
Yeah, the Straight to Swimming Programme is the world's first dedicated scoliosis swimming programme for kids with a debilitating condition of scoliosis. It is sponsored by an American medical company called K2M. K2M specialise in the steel rod implants that are used during scoliosis surgery, and it is in conjunction with City of Belfast Swimming Club.
So what is scoliosis?
Yeah. So scoliosis is an abnormal curvature of the spine. There's two different types of scoliosis. There's congenital scoliosis, which is usually inherited, so it comes from your parents, and it affects mostly kids aged between 4 to 8. The ratio of girls to boys is 60 to 40, so it's more girls have scoliosis than boys. And then the second type of scoliosis is called idiopathic scoliosis, and this is what Jessica and Holly would have. There's an unknown cause for this. We don't know why. Doctors don't know why, and it affects teenagers. And again, it's higher in girls, so it's a 10-to-1 ratio girls to boys.
Well, Holly and Jessica, if I can bring you both into this conversation, when was the scoliosis first diagnosed with both of you?
Yeah, I found out I had mine when I was 12 years old. I found out about it through the pain. And like when I found out about it, I didn't even know what scoliosis was. And Holly found out she had her scoliosis when I was actually having my surgery.
And was it literally just, you thought, I've got a really sore back. And that was it? Was that the same with you, Holly?
Not as much. I think my pain was kind of not as severe as Jess's was. I think it was just good that we had an idea what Jess had, that they were able to look out for me when I had it.
And were they quick to diagnose it, or was it something they gave you sort of, growing pains, I think is obviously a phrase that's used.
The pain, the back pain that I was experiencing was going on for a long time. I kept on going back to the doctors and they kept on saying it was back pain, but then they sent me to get x-rays and then I found out that I had scoliosis.
And when you see the x-ray, it must have been, to see it. I mean, was it quite? This is great for radio. I'm drawing fingers in the air with my hands. Yes, cut my hands off when I'm struck dumb. But is it literally something that you see a spine coming down? Is it sort of nearly S shaped
or backwards S? I've never seen anything like it.
Really? And you must have been, that's inside me.
basically.
Yeah. So the surgery, what did that entail?
I had my whole spine fused. It was two titanium rods and 21 screws.
Ow! That is painful. What about you, Holly? Have you had surgery?
Well, no, I haven't had surgery, but I was given a spinal brace, which I have to wear 23 hours a day.
23? Oh, whoopee-doo, 1 hour off.
Which I have to do in exercise.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. In an attempt to keep me from having surgery.
And the spinal braces, it's sort of almost like what you'd see, sort of like an old surgical corset type thing?
It's like a corset, which you have to tighten at the back.
Oof.
Yeah.
Painful?
Yeah. I'm used to it.
Oh. You two, you're brilliant. And so you've been involved in the Straight to Swimming programme then?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, I think last year we got a letter from Straight to Swimming talking about the programme, and as soon as we found out about it, we were keen to go. It sounded like such a good opportunity.
And you too, Holly?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Had you done much swimming beforehand?
A bit, yeah. We would do some swimming lessons, but once we found out we had scoliosis and once Jess had the surgery and got the scar, I don't think we'd ever really want to go back in the pool again.
No.
But this gave you the confidence.
Yeah. It's been good as well, like meeting loads of people of the same condition, like understanding what we've been through as well.
And Emer, swimming is one of the best forms of exercise for anybody who, I mean, I know it's really good for people who've got asthma, for breathing, and it's an all-round great workout for people who've got things wrong with them, because the water props you up and yeah. helps you as well. But I can only imagine what you're going through, Jess. I have a scar on my, you know, you're saying I've got a scar on my yeah. back. I don't want anybody else to see it. So this gives great confidence.
Yes, well, the Straight to Swimming programme is run on an out of hours basis. So we hire the pool, the full pool, Olympia Leisure Centre. There is no one else in the pool in the building except for ourselves. So this gives the girls, the boys, confidence to come into the pool. Everyone is the same. Most people have had surgery. Some are waiting for the surgery. And this gives the girls confidence to come in. They don't have to wear tops, or they just come in like anyone else going into the pool. So it's really improved their confidence. I seen in September when they started, wouldn't come into the pool. They were panicking. They had their T-shirts on. Didn't want to speak to anyone, and now a lot of them are friends, they're texting each other, they're meeting up. It's great. Not only their fitness has improved, but their mental well-being, their everything. So it's been great.
You said the fitness, it means really good for the core and the core strength, which I would imagine would be important for scoliosis sufferers.
Yeah, it definitely is. All their fitness has really improved, and especially the girls who've been doing that little extra bit.
Yes, this little extra bit. Let's move on to the little extra bit that Jess and Holly are going to be doing. Which, that little extra bit is just climbing Kilimanjaro. It's a damn big mountain in Africa. Why?
Well, myself, Jess and Holly, and two other teenagers with scoliosis, decided that we would go and climb Mount Kilimanjaro. If anyone can do it, we can do it. So we were approached by a team called Kilimanjaro Achievers. They are led by consultant Dr. Porg Sheeran out of Our Lady's Hospital in Crumlin. We're going on a medically assisted climb, so okay. We're going with five doctors. So everything is covered in all the relevant areas, from medical to nutrition. So they have put on a quite intense training program over the last, let's say, 20 weeks. And they have provided us with so much confidence. At the start, none of us thought we were ever going to make it. And now we are all pretty confident with 2 weeks to go that
fantastic.
We can make it to the top.
And what sort of training have you been doing, girls?
We've climbed a lot of mountains last 6 months. We've climbed the Wicklow Mountains, Glendalough, and the Moorings, and a lot more. And we've just been doing our own personal exercises too, like going on walks, going to the gym and stuff like that.
And the mountains, it's showing you absolutely no fear whatsoever, Holly? you're looking a tad anxious, because it's a tough climb. There are a lot of very, very fit people who have been trying to do Kilimanjaro, and it's the altitude that gets to them. So is that the sort of thing that the doctors are talking to you about, and how to combat that, and how to pace yourselves and take it easy?
Yeah, I think it's just to go slow, because there will be a low oxygen level.
Mm-hmm.
We will find it quite hard to breathe. Just trying to go slow and go steady and just keep a nice pace. And then we'll be able to get up the mountain.
And what about the backs? How do you think they're going to hold out? No problem?
I think it'll be okay. We'll have the medical team up there if anything does happen. We'll have medication, but I think we're all confident about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just so impressed by the three of you and everybody who's been involved in the Straight to Swimming, because you celebrated the partnership. There was a big event recently, and you had special guests, including the then Belfast Lord Mayor Nicola Mallon, Paralympian Michael McKillop, boxers Paddy Barnes, Brian McGee. So you've got some really big heavy hitters supporting you as well.
Yeah, we definitely do. It has been amazing since it started in September. We started with maybe 10, 15 people coming, and now we're up to 40.
And you're 45. Hoping to roll it out throughout all of Ireland?
Yeah, fingers crossed. K2M provide the sponsorship, and we are going to the Curra and County Kildare next, as well as running out of Belfast as well.
Fantastic. The Curra, beautiful place. You'll enjoy it. There's a great shopping down there, but that's another story for another day. Ladies, I'm so impressed by you. I wish you every success. Have you been fundraising for Kilimanjaro? Can people help out with fundraising? Or if anybody wants to get in touch or find out more about Straight to Swimming, is there a website or something that they can get in touch with?
Yeah, they can indeed. We have been fundraising for Kilimanjaro. We've had to raise a lot of money each. We are fundraising for helping the awareness of scoliosis scoliosis in Ireland through the Straight Ahead charity. We are also going to see a few orphanages in Kilimanjaro, especially the Ian McKeever Orphanage. Ian McKeever Orphanage was set up by Ian McKeever, or in conjunction with Ian McKeever, by Kilimanjaro Achievers. Ian McKeever was unfortunately killed on Kilimanjaro by lightning, so they set this up.
Yeah.
So we're going to visit that, so we'll be bringing stuff out. And also, anyone who wants any more information on Straight to Swimming, the website is www.straight2swimming.com.
Brilliant. Well, I'm so impressed by the three of you, as I say. May I wish you every success, and to everybody who's going up Kilimanjaro, and future success with Straight to Swimming as well, girls. You're an inspiration, and well done to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in and joining us.
Thanks.